Either way, I didn't want to jump from that spot, even a skimmer. I decided to go through the next couple of buildings instead of over. So I grabbed the heavy flamer off my back as I hit and flipped the snoopers down over my eyes, tackled a wall in front of me with a knife beam at full power. A section of wall fell away, and I charged in and backed out even faster. I didn't know what it was I had cracked open. A congregation in church, a skinny flophouse, maybe even their defense headquarters. All I knew was that it was a very big room filled with more skinnies than I wanted to see in my whole life. Probably not a church, for somebody took a shot at me as I popped back out. Just a slug that bounced off my armor, made my ears ring, and staggered me without hurting me. But it reminded me that I wasn't supposed to leave without giving them a souvenir of my visit. I grabbed the first thing on my belt and lobbed it in, and heard it start to squawk. As they keep telling you in basic, doing something constructive at once is better than figuring out the best thing to do hours later. By sheer chance, I had done the right thing. This was a special bomb, one each, issued to us for this mission, with instructions to use them if we found ways to make them effective. The squawking I heard as I threw it was the bomb shouting in skinny talk. Free translation. I'm a 30-second bomb. I'm a 30-second bomb. 29, 28, 27. It was supposed to frazzle their nerves. Maybe it did. It certainly frazzled mine. Kinder to shoot a man. I didn't wait for the countdown. I jumped, while I wondered whether they would find enough doors and windows to swarm out in time. I got a bearing on Red's blinker at the top of the jump and one on Ace as I grounded. I was falling behind again. Time to hurry. But 3 minutes later, we had closed the gap. I had Red on my left flank a half mile away. He reported it to Jelly. We heard Jelly's relaxed growl to the entire platoon. Circle is closed, but the beacon is not down yet. Move forward slowly and mill around. Make a little more trouble. But mind the lad on each side of you. Don't make trouble for him. Good job so far. Don't spoil it. Platoon! By sections, muster! It looked like a good job to me, too. Much of the city was burning, and although it was almost full light now, it was hard to tell whether bare eyes were better than snoopers. The smoke was so thick. Johnson, our section leader, sounded off. Second section, call off. I echoed. Squads 4, 5, and 6, call off and report.